Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR teleseminar series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's Publishing Program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations and the media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, thank you for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, wonderful. Very happy to be here today. I love our topic because one thing we do is invest ourselves in our clients' success. And we're very happy to always report when our clients are doing well. And recently we started a real client series where clients themselves tell us how they did use our strategies and how they turned them into income. Focus is always on income here because that's really the whole reality behind our business day is, of course, earning income and enjoying what we're doing and sharing our messages and being a part of everything. But it's got to come down to making money. And our clients have used a lot of our publicity strategies because there are deliverables with all types of publicity that you're going to get for yourself. There is a deliverable. There is an outcome, right? There is a benefit, and there is a reason for you to do it because you can apply it to your marketing in a certain way that's going to give you power, that's going to give you the competitive advantage, that's going to get you the yes, get you the new client, get you the power in your marketplace. And that's fine, you know, that's a good thing to do because you earn that power and you can earn it through publicity placements. And you don't get the publicity placements unless you truly you have the credentials to get them. You have the knowledge to get them, so you earn them too. So we are always advocates of brick by brick, you build up your successful business brick by brick, not building on a haystack or not building on anything that's not strong, not powerful, and can't withstand the marketplace, the ups and downs of the marketplace. And coming out of this recession, we're seeing in many people for the first time, although I've seen it many times before, is the whole business cycle. And we have good times and we have bad times. It's just always been that way. So when you're building your business, you want to build it brick by brick. And we understand that. And our media placements and media strategy is all designed around creating a rock-solid business strategy using publicity, all right, as only one of your tools. Remember many years ago we talked about the platform strategy? And we are the creators of the platform strategy because we realize there's got to be a way for people to summarize who they are, what are they accomplishing, what have they accomplished, and what can they share in a way that allowed visitors, people, clients, publishers to evaluate this particular author, expert, or analyst, right? And that's called platform strategy. And the brilliance of the platform strategy, it also shows you step by step how to build up in your industry, right? How to become a player, how to become an analyst, how to really get that competitive advantage. And media is only one of the spokes. So keep in mind, when you're doing your platform, media, publicity, is only one of your spokes. There's 17 other areas of growth, all right, that you get to enjoy every single day while you're getting really strong in your industry. Now, we've seen so many clients be successful, and today we're going to talk about some success stories. And before we get started on the actual success stories, is that these are people a lot like those on the line today, like regular folk, All right. We've all heard a success story over and over again about an author who went on a big show and they never looked back. Well, first of all, that was a long time ago. The media has changed since then. But there weren't any books. There were hardly any books. You had a couple of major publishers. There were three networks. I mean, things have expanded tremendously. We were so aware of that. So these old stories that hold true, you know, are no longer the stories that we should go bring to the bank and try to emulate, because there's other ways of making money now using your book. There's other ways of making money beyond using the media as only one of the tools. All right, the media is very strong in some areas. We're going to go over that step by step. So when we hang on to, well, so-and-so did it, and here's how he did it every day, and then, you know, that's the whole thing, is that that's a strategy that worked before there was competition, before there was a lot of books on the market, before self-publishing, you know, really brought hundreds of thousands of new authors into the market. So now let's upgrade our strategy. Let's look at today. What's happening now? Of course, there's so many books out on the market right now, and that means that we can't really look to books for sales. We can look at the books for back-of-the-room sales, of course, right? You have a nice audience there. You've showcased yourself. You've given a keynote or a workshop on a topic. People fell in love with you, captivated, and, of course, they're going to buy your book. That's back-of-the-room sales. That's terrific. That's happening and should continue to happen. But using the media to sell books now is a little different, and we're seeing so much price pressure in the book market. I mean, Amazon, oh, Stacy, you know what I just saw? You will not believe it.
What's
Let me just tell you, well, I bought Sarah Palin's book for $8. I couldn't, who's going to resist that? Amazon, I would have bought it anyway. But at $8, that's price pressure. All right, now, guess what I saw last night? I was shocked. I'm so glad I just remembered this. Oh, Susan, I got to tell the other publishers here. Palin's book for $4.95. On a commercial last night during primetime TV. I always watch all the shows. I click around like a person watching all the shows we do, just to see what they're covering, who's on, what the point of view is. And I saw Sarah Palin, $4.95. Call now. I already bought it, so I couldn't call now. But come on. They said that was like $24 under the purchase price. I'm not sure what the actual cover price is for that book, but that commercial said it was, you know, save $24. Wow. So now we're seeing, I mean, that's price pressure. Now that's going to bring down the amount people can charge across the board. All right? Books are approaching commodity status. Commodity status is when all books are considered generally the same. Like gold, it's gold. Whoever sells you gold, they're still selling you gold, right? And that's the lowest price. If you can get the exact same thing, you're going to go for the person who's selling it at the lowest price. That makes it a commodity. So as books approach commodity status now, we realize that we're no longer going to be able to have these very cushy profit margins in books. And publishers are going to feel this, and therefore these models are going to change. It'll be interesting to watch the changing publishing industry. All right, but meanwhile, we're way ahead of this curve, as always. And we realize that let's use our book for something else. Let's not look at the profit margin of a couple bucks in a book and bring that to the bank and mortgage our futures on that. We don't want to do that. We want to get a huge return on the fact that we have a book, and that means leveraging it into media, leveraging it into national expert status, leveraging it into national analyst status, getting the attention of big CEOs, big speaking human resource people that are in a position to hire you. Let's use our books for power. How about that? And our clients have done that. So, Stacy, why don't we go down the list, and these are some people just like you on the line, all right, just like you on the line that have entered into the media and have done huge, huge things for themselves, and they're just regular people. They've got credentials, and they've got the ability to comment in the marketplace, and they just got very, very strong, and they figured out, hey, how am I going to make money on this, and there you go. They did, so we're going to tell you the strategy today that our everyday clients use. And what I mean by average Joes is that they're just regular people, not the one in a million person. It's not, I'll use the word sustainable, duplicatable. You can't continue to have that kind of success. It's not sustainable. What our authors and experts have done is they've created sustainable success. They can continue to do this and be successful. We've created a sustainable PR campaign, meaning it can be recreated, and it's there to stay. It's not going to, like, go anywhere. It's a brick by brick model. All right, Stacey, which of our average Joes, we'll call them, and Janes, of course, who should we start with? Who's one of our success stories?
I think that we should start with one of our clients who really epitomized what the ladder strategy and the platform strategy, what leveraging your media opportunities into your overall outreach, they really epitomize what that's all about. And that is the client who created the ultimate competitive advantage, because, of course, that's what the platform and ladder strategy are all about. And what is that? The ultimate competitive advantage? He has no competitors. He doesn't have any competition. When clients are calling, when there are new prospective clients, they're calling for him. They want him, and they only want him. That's it. They're not calling anybody else. They're not asking for proposals from people. They see that he's affiliated with brand name celebrity hosts, and they trust them. They trust him. So he created the ultimate competitive advantage. Another client earned a whopping 80,000%, not 80%, an 80,000% return on investment, ROI, yes. When Annie mentioned that our strategies are sustainable, that they're duplicatable, that they're there forever, these clients, I mean, they can never... these opportunities can never be taken away from them. That is, they always have the placements. They always have the appearances on the TV shows. They're always affiliated now and linked to those big name brand media outlets. No one can ever take away the fact that they appear on Fox Business, on CNN, in USA Today, Wall Street Journal. No one can take away that fact. No one can take away the fact that they're a columnist for a huge newsmaker website. They can't do that. So they're able to leverage that, and this particular client was able to leverage it into an 80,000% return on investment. That is what they paid us for a guaranteed placement, just really sealed the deal for him. He was actually able to get his own TV show. That's how he got that ROI. It's really amazing what some of these clients have experienced success-wise. Another one was quickly overwhelmed with so much success that he had to turn away 40 new clients. He was up to capacity. He couldn't do anymore. And isn't that the goal, is to be able to get up every single morning, have business, just endless business? I mean, we joke around about how busy we are, but we don't want to have it any other way. We want to be busy. We want to be living in our passion, really working, and that's what these clients have been doing, okay? So he turned away 40 new clients, and that's from doing our national big market radio campaign. And another client turned that same big city radio campaign into over $100,000 of income. This particular client understood, bought into our strategy, had a great business model that enabled him to attract people into his community, which is really important, gain the trust of those people, engaged, resonated, created relationships, and over time was able to parlay that into the income, into consulting fees, and so on. Another client, and this is one of our favorite stories, I think he actually kicked off our Real Client Average Joe success series, but he sold over 25,000 books and was able to triple his speaking fees to $20,000 per event. And now you have to remember that book sales is not our business model. It is not part of the strategy. That's something that happens. It's something in addition, kind of the cherry on top. It happens when you're leveraging your media into your marketing strategy, when you are using it in your outreach, when you're including it in your signature line, when you're telling your community that you are going to be interviewed on the hottest news in the industry by some of the big-name hosts that everyone knows, their household names, and now you are a part of their community. And so he was able to do that, triple those speaking fees, and then, of course, those book sales come at back-of-the-room sales, selling in bulk sales to corporations. And how is this average Joe success story able to do that? Because he leveraged those names. He used the media to his advantage when marketing. Again, only one arm of your marketing wheel and your marketing strategy, but such a powerful piece to the puzzle, being able to name drop recognizable media outlets. That third-party seal of approval is priceless and never stops giving back. And again, you can never take away the fact that you've appeared on certain big-name powerhouse media outlets. Another client, and this is great, we love this, he was spotted in a top-notch internet placement as a regular contributor, as a columnist. Right, and was contacted by a huge New York City firm who's actually flying him in for the opportunity of a lifetime. Another client's dream was to be on the Today Show, and with Annie's strategy, that is the ladder strategy, working, she got in where she fit in the beginning, right? Whether you're a beginning expert, an intermediate expert, right? You get into the ladder strategy where you belong, and then you work it. You keep going every single day. You do the platform building that needs to be done, and then you continue to work towards your dreams of appearing on, for this particular client, the Today Show was her dream, and she was able to get booked by being socially relevant and following the ladder strategy principles. Another client, and this client story is, I mean, and none of our client stories are isolated cases. We have so many, but this particular client became a celebrity in their hometown by landing an ongoing expert spot in their area of expertise on one of their network affiliate morning shows. So they essentially took over their hometown market and blew away all competitors, because who are people going to go to than a friendly face, a familiar face, someone that they know and trust, because they're, let's say, Good Morning New York or Good Morning Dallas, Good Morning D.C., wherever you are, that program trusts them to give the information to their viewers. They trust them with their audience, right? So that's really important. All of these success stories can be found at www.anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. And these clients are talking to you in their own voice. They're telling you their own stories. It's really amazing. And again, they're not all focused on book sales. They're not, hey, half these people I don't even think had a book, right, Annie? I mean, these success stories, they're all attainable for you as well. You just have to get into the strategy. Take that first step, and the momentum is amazing. You'll be so surprised at how you can expand yourself into all different areas. It's really a wonderful journey, and these clients and their success are just proof positive that if you love what you do and you buy into the strategy, it can happen for you. It can definitely happen for you. Another client, let me just want to say a quick testimonial, said that working with Annie Jennings PR literally changed the course of my career. After not having much success on my own, I'm now the go-to expert for CNN, Fox News, Fox Business, CNBC, and many other networks. You know, you have the ability to do the same thing. It's just asking yourself the question, do you want to take that first step? So, again, you can find those success stories on our website. And, Annie, I know you want to talk a little bit more about how, just a little bit more detail about how they use this strategy for success.
Well, I like the characteristics that really lead to success. Mm-hmm. There's certain characteristics that we've noticed that just have a tendency to be very lucky for people, you know, lucky characteristics. Hmm. It's just that it's different. I'm telling you, if you're saying to yourself, how many books am I going to sell, you're going to come across different than if you're saying to yourself, how many people can I help by sharing my message. One is, I'll say, Scrooge-like, you know, because you're there counting your beans, right? Right, you want to do that, so like you're focused on how many books am I going to sell in this interview, so you're focused on the promotional aspect of the interview, which works against you in a lot of ways. The host does not like that because they need ratings. Promotional interviews don't keep the people listening to the shows. The audience doesn't like that because they have nothing to listen to. They don't want the promo. They want content. They want to know something. They want to listen to someone who's engaging, entertaining, and loads of content. Loads of content they can use that very day to live better lives. And you know what? Guess what that leads to? It leads to a book sale. That's it. That's what we notice, the lucky characteristics. Now, the people who will go into an interview saying, how many people can I help? I can't believe it. I got on this big show. You know, I'm prepared. I know my message. I have my message cards. I mean, they're totally prepared when you work with us. You know what you're going to do in advance. And they're excited about being there. You can hear the passion in their voice. They share with you, they share the sizzle. They share the content. They know how to give a great interview. They're not afraid to tell you the 7 steps you should take, you know, to blah, blah, blah. They're not afraid to give you content. People who are focused on book sales say, well, why should I tell everybody what's in my book? Won't that hurt my book sales? Well, not really. That's the old model. The more you share with people, the more they can't get enough of you and your work. And they'll buy everything you have to offer, because when you believe in someone, when you believe somebody has something of value to say, they become an investment. And when you become an investment, people are okay with spending money on you and your material, because they believe it is an investment. That is, they're going to earn a return. They're going to learn something new that's going to empower them to go out and earn a return. If they look at you as just a waste, like, why would I throw my money away on that thing? Not you being the thing, but I mean like a product. I had one particular one in mind that, you know, I said, wow, you know, as if it's all about selling this particular thing. But I've heard nothing that makes me think that buying that thing is going to help me lead a better life. You know, be healthier, be more creative, be able to make more money, be able to provide better for my family. So there was no real relationship there. Therefore, when there's a relationship, you buy. When I find an author I love, don't you buy everything they have and you're so thankful that they have 8 books in the series? I know I do, you know, because you love the author. You're really engaged in what they have to offer. Certain nonfiction people who write book after book, very strong, you know, because you're buying their reputation. They're buying your experience with them on TV. The fact that they're an analyst, or you see them on certain shows a lot, and now they come out with a new book. Well, you can pretty much be guaranteed that that book's going to be terrific. It's going to be an extension of what you see on TV, and therefore you're in for more treats. You're in for a enjoyment. Think of it, the enjoyment factor. People want to enjoy their lives. They want to enjoy reading content. Nothing I love more than a well-written, and this is funny, but then a well-written commentary. The only thing I enjoy more than that is a well-spoken commentary. For me, that's music to my ears. And yes, I'm engaged then in the person, and if I had to hire somebody, if I had to book somebody, if I had to refer someone, it would be the person that impressed me by seeing them on TV, by hearing them on a radio interview, or by reading their comments and noting good, strong stuff here. This is a good expert. Of course I'd refer them. All right? Why would I refer someone I don't even know? Or maybe even heard, but all they did was want to sell me their book. Or they made it feel, you know, there's a feeling you get when someone's trying to get something from you. You know, it's that feeling, the ick feeling. Well, if you get that ick feeling when you're listening to somebody, like, you just have to get out. You have to get out. You can't stay in it. You do, sooner or later, you know, you're going to be sorry. You got to move forward. But when you get that feeling of, like, I love this person, you know, this is a good person. They're not trying to take from me. They're trying to give to me. Well, guess what happens? Then you'll buy from them, and they'll get everything they wanted, the bottom line. The bottom line is you're going to earn enough money to support your family and your business and your employees. You've got to earn enough money to just take care of your responsibilities. And to do that, we have to provide products and services that resonate with society as it exists today, not how we wish it existed. And we have to get out there and share our messages. Because when you're living your message, you're living the dream. And when you're living the dream, you're attracting everyone to you because they love hearing your dream because you're helping them. Yeah, everyone needs a helping hand at time. Every single person, even the person out there for today that's doing, you know, sharing their message, they're strong, they're powerful, they may need your helping hand tomorrow. See, that's the whole thing. That's the whole beauty. That's the whole beauty of this whole model, is that you're getting out there and you're living your dream and you're helping others live theirs, and you're going to be there for them when they need you. That's the whole idea. So being able to invest in themselves is one of the characteristics our average Joes had, is that they were okay with the power of the media. They understood how it works. I guess they listen to people, and I myself do it. If I read a review of a book, and I'm an avid reader, and I love it, I will go, there's no stopping me. There's no stopping me. I will get to that bookstore, hell or high water, I'll be there in 5 minutes, and I'll get it. Or I'll order it from Amazon if I can wait. You know, if I know it's coming out, like I've pre-ordered, I have to wait, yeah. But that's okay. I'll wait. It'll arrive. I'll be patient. You know, but I'm willing to, but see, since I know that's how it works, wouldn't I be willing to invest in a review on me or my book? Of course. Because I know people take action on reviews. So being able to invest in themselves is something that our average Joes expressed across the board. They did not fear the expense. And the reason is because we created the investment. As you know, when you work with us, it's pay for placement, guaranteed deliverables. We don't deliver, you don't pay, that kind of model. That's the investment model. All right, the investment model means that nobody's throwing their money away with us on a promise or a proposal. Or, gee, I thought I was going to get something, but I didn't. I never really got anything. See, that's the expense model. You know, when you view someone as an investment, then you're okay with investing because you're going to get something back. That's the idea of an investment. So these average Joes, they were investing in themselves across the board. All right, so the next thing is that they were committed to their outcomes. And I like that they stayed in the game. Now, this strategy does happen to work fairly quickly, right? But it's not like it's an overnight strategy, but it has a tendency to build power over time. And our experts were able to stay committed, stay in the strategy, you know, move forward and take responsibility for themselves too. And that's what happens. And then over time, you start to see that this consistent action over time starts to yield a lot of power, a lot of momentum, and a lot of benefits start pouring in. And now what you've done is you've simply blown away your competitors. They can't catch you now. There's no way, unless they're in the strategy too, which you never know. They might be if they're working with us. But I do believe that there's prosperity for all. There's plenty of room for everyone to be successful. All right, so you can be successful, and guess what? Your competitor can be successful too, and that is okay. You don't have to have every single client in the world. That's called crazy, in my opinion. You have to do a great job for the client you have, and again, be able to support your family and your responsibilities. Okay, and that's like enough. That's good. That's a good thing. All right, so we have to know when we're at the point where we're like really happy in our business models. We're making money, we're saving, we're putting away capital for the rainy day. Our business models are successful. Our financial models and goals are successful and well thought out. All right, and that things are good, that means that's happiness. And we wish that for every single person. And the one thing I know is every single person can have that. There's plenty for everybody. This is America. This is it. This is what we do here. We make money. We're prosperous. We're allowed to be, and we're socially responsible. We share with other people. I mean, this is a good thing. It's all very, very good. So they became committed, and they just were willing to stay in the process. Now, they understood truly that by showcasing their talent and knowledge, they understood the concept of certainty that we discussed earlier. And certainty is when somebody calls you up and they know they want to hire you because they know you can deliver the outcome because you've proven it in a way that has meaning for that person. They've seen you on TV, they've heard you on the radio, they've gone to your website, they've seen your video of yourself on a big TV station, they've listened to your radio interviews. They believe that you can do the job. That equals sales. That equals you're hired. All right? So they understood this, and they were willing to showcase their talent and knowledge and just jump right in and say, I'm a smart person. I know my business. Now all I have to learn how to do is to expand myself. Expand myself to be able to advise and comment on the issues in our society today. And when you start to do that, you start to get noticed, because now you're part of the national conversation. When you're part of the national conversation, you're part of the solution to any challenges that your particular business target market could possibly face. Okay? So that's important to them, and they held themselves responsible for their own success, and that's what I really, really like, is that they used the media to drive success in their marketing, and they were then able to then have the proper people in place so that they could be successful. Holding yourself responsible, so think of it this way. If you hire somebody, let's say, let's pretend, a book publicist, you hire a book publicist to make you a New York Times bestseller, and yet it's your book, it's your 25 years of experience going into the content of that book, we're facing, you know, certain conditions in the marketplace, and it's you, it's all about you, it's your book, it's your cover, it's your publisher, it's your everything, and yet you hire a publicist to make you an overnight sensation, and they can't do it, because it doesn't happen that way. And then you say, well, my whole life now has come to being meaningless because that publicist could not make me an overnight sensation. See how ridiculous that is to give someone else power over your success and the meaning of your life? And that's what people used to do in the old model, is give the publicist the power. Give them the power to make them successful. Make yourself successful. Never let anyone else have power over your future and your success model. It's you. You have it. So you see how ridiculous it is to say, well, that marketing person didn't make me rich. I mean, that's just not how it works. You make yourself rich. And you surround yourself with people who play different roles and provide different services that as a whole create a very strong, powerful model of success. And then you hold them to accountability, not for success of the whole enchilada. Believe me, if one person can make you an overnight success, then they should be paid $1 million a day. You know, it's that kind of money that you should be paying them to do that. It's a team of people, okay? And never give anyone else the responsibility to make you successful. Seriously, if they can do that, they're worth a lot more money than you could ever pay them, all right? Now, it's an overall strategy. Now, I always say this about writing a book. I don't have a book. And the reason I don't have a book, because if I were to take the time, two reasons. If I were to take the time to write a book, it would stop the flow of this essential information that's moving the industry forward, essentially forward, in a way that is so important for this whole industry. And I'd have to sell it for $1 million a copy. I kid you not. Because when I look at the price level, I'm like, I'm going to sell my book for $10. I don't think so. $20, I don't think so. The value of the strategy that I put in that book is worth $1 million. If you followed it and applied it, yeah, you'd become a millionaire. That's why every copy has to be $1 million. Because anything less, I feel, is insulting to my business model. So there you go. That's why I don't write a book. And if I did, you'd get a free copy. I wouldn't be selling it. Why? That's not my business model. My business model is to be hired. My book is a showcase of my knowledge. All right, in my strategy, it would be showcase of knowledge, strategy, wisdom, credentials, accomplishments. I'd give you a free copy, and I'd say enjoy. And you know what? You might just browse through it, hopefully. You may not read much of it, but you know that you have it, and that at seconds' notice, you can pick it up and say, you know what? I'm ready to go for a PR. Let me just give Annie a call, and then there you go. Hired. I'm hired. So that's the model because, well, I don't have to explain anymore. I think you know what I'm about to say. So there we go. They all have terrific attitudes. I mean, a really good client, all right, is somebody who has a terrific attitude. Stacy, I mean, you know, we love clients that are optimistic, mm-hmm. right? They love our over-delivery model. And these clients, like, wow, when they touch something, it seems to turn to gold. And it all starts with the optimistic belief in themselves, the PR strategy. They have the trust factor. See, they know they've invested, so they know. They know they're going to earn a return on investment. They're not speculating. They're investing. Speculation, you don't know what's going to happen. Could go up, but could go down. You know, they're risky stocks. Let's pretend we're talking about speculative stocks or investment. Could go up, it could go down, I don't know. This is the rock solid investment with them. So they're in a good mood. All right, they're nice people to work with. Responsible people, respectful people. They understand that they're working with a team of professionals. We know what we're doing, and we ask them to do certain things, and they know that if they do those certain things, they'll get certain outcomes. So it's just a pleasure to work with. And do you know what? They believe in our mission statement. And they have hired us because they believe in what we're doing too. So it's like we're aligning with each other. We're aligning with our goals. We're aligning the type of people that we work with. And you know what? It makes working a pleasure every day. Our authors and experts love working with us, and we love working with them. Now, wow, that's fun. You could call my office, and I'll answer the phone, because I can. I don't have anybody calling me saying I'm not happy today. No, they're calling me saying, I want to be your next guest on your Real Story Success Teleseminar Series, because I have a great story to tell. That's what it's like here. And it's only because we only sell what we deliver, and we have a strong model, and our clients, of course, align with us as well. Many of our clients reported that one of the things that they feel made them very successful is they went with their gut feeling and gut and instincts that this was going to work for them. In fact, Stacy, what about our guy, Alan? Did you just happen to tell that story earlier about Alan and how it was, he was throwing his last, this is what happened to Alan, and he's one of our success stories, and I didn't know this. He didn't tell me this going in. He just signed up with us for a radio campaign, right? Major cities, major markets, it's the number one campaign in the industry. And he went with his gut, but he tells me later, you know, all is said and done, right? This is the guy who had to turn away 40 new clients. He told me he had lost everything. He was on his last legs. He had suffered an injury, and he was an attorney, suffered an injury, worked in the mortgage real estate market, had to go through operation after operation. And basically, when that happens and you're a sole proprietor, you know, you are in trouble. You start to lose your client base only because you can't perform the services. You're in the hospitals. You're operating. You're being operated on. You're at recovery time. So he had some money left over, and he said, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice with Annie Jennings PR. I didn't know this. We just gave him the typical standard service, typical standard campaign. And it was only when it was all said and done, and I happened to answer the phone, and I started to talk to him, where he started to tell me and thank me, for everything that we've done for him. And then he went on to tell the magnificent things that happened. You know, he's on our Real Teleseminar Series. You can listen to him tell his own story, all right, at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. And he won with his gut. So you see that whole gut thing? You wonder. It's true. It's true. I have experience, and I just know that when you have a feeling about something, it's more than a feeling. It's direction. It's direction. It's yourself telling yourself what to do. It's your best advisor. You got to go with your feelings. And this guy did. He took his last, you know, money that he had, and he said, I'm rolling the dice, and I'm going to see if I can expand this into more money than I'm going to need right now. And you know what he did? He expanded it quickly. This happened very fast. Expanded it quickly. He didn't hold me responsible. He didn't tell me this. See, the guilt thing wasn't there. He didn't try to run the guilt trip on anybody. He took responsibility for his financial condition. He understood what happened to him and was willing to take action to create a successful outcome for his future. And he then hired what he felt in his gut was the best person, okay, to provide that outcome for him. Never once saying, you know what, it's all riding on you. If you don't make me successful, I'm going to be homeless in a shelter. And that's crazy. But I know publicists who operate under that scenario, not us. But I know that it does happen where clients transfer the responsibility of success to the publicist. The only thing you should hold the publicist responsible for are the promises that publicist makes to you about deliverables. Okay, that's fair. If you're a car salesman and I order a car, yeah, I'm going to hold you responsible for the car, especially if I paid for it. Yeah, I want my car. I'm allowed. All right, so a lot of things, here's another good one. Our experts do well, very high energy stage in their lives. See, that's one of the side effects of media. It is exciting. You're on the air, you're live, you're on the air. You're living your dream. I mean, there's something about that that's exciting. You jump up. I mean, you have a radio interview coming up, so you got to get up a little early, you got to get ready, you got to get your coffee. I mean, it's just exciting. And then you're on a high for the rest of the day, and then you go do things. It's contagious. It's energetic. You're like moving. You're making things happen. And all these experts are in a very highly productive stage of their lives. They are in it. They are in it to win it. And it's terrific. And that's one of the side effects of doing media and being in our strategy, because, you know, we create that level of success for yourself that you just can't wait for the next phone call. When is she going to call again, and what is she going to have? You know, that's fun. And the nice part about that is that's contagious to your clients, to everyone around you, to your family. And guess what? Happiness just starts to, like, surround you. And that's a great place to be, because then you can't, you know, you look back to maybe the way it used to be, where it seemed like drudgery and hardship and, wow, you know, it's not that way anymore. It becomes fun. Living the dream becomes fun. And our average Joe's just really got the overall model that it was not about book sales, and they didn't look to the old model that it's about a book sale. All right? Now, with exception, there's an exception to that rule that I just talked about, book sales. If a publisher gives you a big advance, of course, you've entered into a relationship where you're now obligated to do PR for the intent of book sales. See, that's a separate situation. That's the exception, right? The norm is people self-publishing, people doing their own books, people looking to use their books to leverage and showcase better themselves and create better opportunities for themselves. All right, so when a publisher publishes you and gives you an advance, you have an obligation, by the way. That's a different situation. All right, but remember, media, there's so many books out right now that the whole deliverable of media has changed. There's just so much to choose from. And think of the way people get information. If I needed to know something about something, would I necessarily buy a book on it when I could probably get as much free information as I needed from the Internet? Remember, we have so much access now to information on the Internet that I may not have to buy a book to find out what I need to know. I just might have to type a question into Google and be flooded with answers. The marketplace has changed, so we need to change with it, that's all. It's just telling us times are changed. It's a good thing. We like change. All right, Stacey, here we are we're going to talk about the deliverables. What I like is now, what are the deliverables of TV, of radio, of Internet, and of print? All right. And Stacey, one last thing I'd like to ask you to share today.
Sure.
Is what's the number one secret to really becoming a player in your industry? Someone the media can book because you're at the top of your knowledge level, you know what's going on, they can trust you to be here with cutting edge commentary, and you actually are live in your industry playing it every single day, and you know what's happening. So let's save that secret for last, but let's not forget to tell our audience today the number one secret that really can bring you to the top of your industry.
Okay, I got it. You know, I was getting excited there.
There you go.
To give away our little secret.
I didn't even know
we were giving away this secret on this teleseminar.
We always do. So we tell everyone everything because we want you to be successful. It's important to us that you are successful. So anyway, why radio? What's the deliverables of radio that can empower a client?
You know what's great about radio, and when we talk about the deliverables of the different mediums, we always start with radio. We find that radio is the place to start a well-rounded PR strategy, media strategy. Radio is really where you can learn the ropes, where you can train yourself. It's a nice training ground, practice ground for everything else that you're going to be doing. Radio allows you to have an expansion of your message, of who you are. On radio interviews, you have more opportunity than other particular TV, print, internet to showcase your knowledge, your wisdom, your experience on various issues because you have enough time for discussion. These interviews are going to vary in length. If you are on a highly rated morning news breaking news show, news only. Maybe you have 3 to 5 minutes, right? But then you could also be on a radio program for 15 minutes or 20 or 30 minutes, possibly even an hour. And that's all depending on the profile of the show, right? So you're able to build a relationship. You're able to showcase who you are, your talents. You're able to engage the audience, right? You're able to resonate, and that's what's really important about radio, is it gives you more of an opportunity to build a relationship and a connection with a listener by showcasing your expertise. The other great thing about radio is, hey, you can get this thing up and running pretty quickly. It reaches your target market quickly. It offers immediate access to your audience. There's just dozens and hundreds and thousands of opportunities to get on the airwaves and radio. For people who like instant gratification, radio is definitely for you. It's typically live. Sometimes it's taped and it airs a little bit later, but usually live without a long lead time in regard to booking the show. That is, if you have a socially relevant topic that you can discuss, that you're talking about what everybody else is talking about, you're part of that national conversation in your industry, in your area of expertise, you can pick up the phone, let them know that you're talking about the story that's making waves throughout the country and you're credentialed to talk about it, and they might have you on. You're able to position yourself as someone who can comment on what's happening today, which is important. It works really well for authors. It can jumpstart your media outreach, right? Again, you can get it moving very quickly. Publishers, experts, authors, anyone who has a message to share, who wants to create buzz, who maybe has a new concept to introduce, or has a qualified opinion, and of course, people who want to build up a strong media bio for yourself or for your firm, create that expert status for yourself, that is something that radio does offer as a deliverable. I mentioned about relationship building with listeners. That is really critical for radio. You can showcase your knowledge. It's up close and personal. You and the listener, even though there might be thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners, it's still going to feel more like a one-on-one conversation with you and the host. This is really going to help you engage that listener, bond with them. Your audience is going to get to know who you are as a personality and as an expert or an author. When you're engaging in a conversation that is meaningful and it gives you the chance to build trust, a relationship can be born out of that. It's just an amazing opportunity for you to create a connection to your target market. And radio is a good training ground. I mentioned that right off the bat, why we love radio, to practice your message points, to practice how to interact with a host, to train yourself how to answer questions that maybe you're not ready for. You get to try out your commentary, see how it works for you in that fast-paced, content-rich style of radio, right? And you don't have to hop on a plane or hop in the car even and go anywhere to do a radio interview. It's a nice economical way of reaching the audience coast to coast. You're talking to people about your passion, your message, the information that you feel is relevant to them in society today that will help them in their daily lives, obstacles that they're facing every single day and that you have the solutions to. That's what you're able to do, and you're able to do it quickly. And again, if you're in New York, you can reach out to people in Dallas, Chicago, L.A. If you're in Miami, you could talk to people in Atlanta. You could talk to people in Seattle. In Alaska, if you want to go out to Alaska, you could talk to those people. And you also have the opportunity to appear on brand name hosts on nationally syndicated programming. There's also hosts just like you have on television. There's the Sean Hannitys of the world, the Jerry Doyles, Rusty Humphreys, CNN Radio, Associated Press Radio. So you can also garner that nice name-dropping power through radio as well. You also get to learn that skill set, which is really important and prepares you for when you move up the ladder strategy for your television interviews, your local interviews, your national interviews, prepares you also for print, for internet. For all your other interactions with the media, radio interviews are going to prepare you nicely to be confident and to deliver the goods when it's asked of you. You're able to answer questions live. You're able to present commentary in a short yet comprehensive way that is going to help you, again, prepare for this other media that you are going to be working towards by doing the radio interviews. You also get to experience different styles hosts. They're going to approach topics in their own ways. It's going to expose you to different angles, different points of views. This is going to make you a better commentator. You're going to get to try out various answers to the same questions in that short, nutshell newsmaker format, or maybe a longer conversational answer if the show is allowing you more time. Also, sometimes live radio programs invite callers to call in, so you'll get to talk to your target audience as well. So that's another key point of the deliverable of a radio campaign, is that, again, I'm just stressing this a lot, but creating that relationship with the audience is so critical. If you sell yourself as an expert, they believe that they can trust what you're saying. They'll go to your website over time. If they hear your name over and over again, they're going to get to trust you and say, oh, this person must know what they're talking about, right? They're going to do that. So it's another opportunity for you to create that relationship with the listener base. Also, to promote your interests, radio allows you to initiate that circle back strategy where you can promote yourself, your website, your book, or your interests after, this is the key here, after you have packed your interview with content, provided top-notch experience for the host as well as the listener. Then you're going to have the opportunity to promote yourself, your website, your book, your interests. Radio is not about promotion. However, right, you never want to go on the air with the intent to promote yourself right off the bat. It's about sharing your insight, your views, your advice. You really, the solutions you can provide to the issues of the day, right? However, radio is going to initiate action. Listeners can buy your book. They can go to your website. They can contact you. If you've done a great job for the host, if you've delivered that blockbuster edge-of-your-seat interview chock full of information that the audience can, again, implement in their daily lives, it's going to help them. If you're offering advice on the problems of the day, then the host is going to allow you to promote yourself at the end of the interview or may promote you for you, right? They're going to offer the opportunity to do that. So radio is always where we start every client that comes to us, that is, of course, if that's where it fits in their ladder strategy, because it prepares you for the journey of the other media as well. Television is also fantastic. Television helps create you as an authority. It places you in the national conversation of that topic, of what's happening, of the problem that whatever news story is bringing to the table, you can become a part of the solution, right? Television is going to help create thought leader status for you. From a business or career point of view, being known in your industry as an influencer, as an expert, a thought leader, it's going to lead to major opportunities. We've talked about that with our client success stories. They've been able to leverage the fact that a big name celebrity host that everyone knows in your industry is calling you an expert. That's going to go a long way, right? And that's what our real clients, our real success stories, that's how they're able to leverage their media into their marketing, into their outreach for massive success. If you're able to be on one of these big name shows, you have demonstrated your knowledge and wisdom. And, then possibly these viewers, people that are aware that you've been affiliated with these big-name hosts, big brand-name TV shows, they might be in a position to hire you. That credibility-building factor can never, ever be underestimated. I mean, your point of view is in demand when you're getting booked on these big shows. you're not just going to walk on the set and sit down in front of Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity or on the Today Show. Guests are carefully selected according to credentials, point of view, and media history. Viewers know that if you're on that program, you're qualified to be on that program. There's lots of prerequisites for these segments, and you're going to have to prove it. Your publicist has jumped you through a ton of hoops you don't even know exist, but they're there. To get on the show, you have to edge out others. You have to have that competitive advantage. I mean, a lot of people want to be on these high-profile programs, and if you're on there, congratulations. It's really a testament to who you are in your industry. Again, that association with big-time brand celebrity hosts, potential clients, and those that are in a position to hire you as a consultant may not know you personally, but they're going to know Fox News. They're going to know CNN. They're going to know Wall Street Journal or Kiplinger's. And if you're good enough for an Associated Press writer to be talking to you, well, I mean, you're going to be good enough for them. You are borrowing the platform, the resume, the recognizability of that media outlet. And that, again, creates that huge competitive advantage for you. I mean, let's ask yourself this. If it was your job to select a consultant for your company or for your business, and you had the following candidates to choose from, who would you choose? You have candidate A, who is seen on Fox News and CNN discussing what the latest figures meant in your industry, who is also a regular columnist on a major newsmaker website, maybe recently seen in the Wall Street Journal. Or you have candidate B, who has the same academic credentials, but they've only been seen maybe in some social media. They haven't really built up their bio with powerful name-dropping media outlets. I mean, who would you hire? You're going to be hiring the expert who has a bigger media bio, who showcases their skill set in a much better light, right? That person, candidate A, is usually in a position to seal the deal. No one who's in charge of hiring clients or in charge of hiring consultants or speakers wants to hire a risky candidate, right? And that third-party media seal of approval really gives you that competitive edge. And, of course, it can also lead to huge, bigger, mega opportunities, like becoming a regular expert on the show. And that's happened to several of our clients. They've been asked to become a regular contributor. And that is huge for your career. And print, of course, is really important as well. I mean, print has the longest standing relationship with the marketplace. People know the New York Times. People know the Wall Street Journal. It's been around for decades upon decades upon decades, right? And sometimes you get that double exposure, which is great with print, because now with the emergence of the internet, it can also include an online version. Maybe you're in the Wall Street Journal, but maybe you're also on WSJ.com, Newsweek.com, USAtoday.com. So you're capturing two audiences as well. And you have that tangible factor. You can actually cut out a clipping of you in the Wall Street Journal, and you can show that to people, right? You can hold it in your hands, which is really great. And plus, a lot of times, big name TV shows, other TV shows, radio, I mean, they're talking about what print is talking about. They kind of lead the way in terms of the news of the day. So there are lots of different deliverables for you. Of course, the internet, again, is emerging. You can access name brand platform builders maybe a little bit easier than you can their tangible counterparts. Again, you can be on WSJ.com, but maybe not be in the Wall Street Journal itself, but you still have access to using WallStreetJournal.com as a featured expert. So there's lots of different deliverables for the media. The key is just getting moving. Now, Annie, I know we want to talk a little bit about, before we go into wrap-up mode here, about what the secret is, our little secret on how to be an expert and what you need, what's important right now.
Well, we know that it's a method. It's a methodology of it. It's right under your nose, everybody, people. It's right under your nose. And we're using it for something way different than what it's intended. All right, so you're initially going to think, oh, okay, well, this is intended for something really different. What else you care about is who's going to be reading it. Not exactly. This is not a promotion. This is not something you use for self-promotion. It's something you use for self-expansion. And it just happens to be the perfect format for self-expansion. And how we noticed is, we noticed that it has all the elements of really where you need to go as an expert. Short commentary, has to be socially relevant, you can comment on the breaking news of the day, you've got to be fairly consistent to be taken seriously, you can build a history of knowledge by commenting on the day's developments, and it's formal enough so that you have to write in coherent language. That if somebody does read it, they know what you're talking about, and they think, oh, good expert. So, Stacey, this is your favorite area to comment on. So, it's just something so simple to do and so powerful in its skill set training advantage that you get from it. What do you think
it is?
It is. Raise your hand. I'll call on you.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It's very powerful for you. And it is a blog. It's better
blog.
Than a book.
Mm-hmm.
A blog is a showcase of your ideas, your thoughts, and opinions. I mean, a book is too, but the blog is a showcase of your talent in action. It's how you and your knowledge impact society today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to create that provable history of knowledge on a certain news event, area of expertise, or a topic. And as we all know, the media is booking what everybody else is talking about, socially relevant conversation on the news and events of the day that are relevant to their audiences. They're not going to be booking chapters or table of contents in a book or theories or paragraphs or anything like that. They want you as an expert, as an analyst. They want you, the expert, to analyze and comment on the issues, to break them down for the audience. And it's going to keep you current. A blog is going to keep you immersed in your society. You're staying connected. It's going to help you create better speaking topics. It's going to get into the heart of the trouble your target client base is facing. It's going to enable you to create more relevant consulting packages that deliver outcomes your client is looking for. It's going to enable you to create better products and services that deal with what is happening right this moment. What is working right now? And you're not going to be stuck in the past, an older theory, right? You're going to be able to provide what your target market is looking for because you are aware of what is influencing them in their daily lives. You're on top of it. You're on the cutting edge because you are providing that commentary, the solutions, the answers through your blog and what's happening today. So a blog is really the secret to it all. It's a nice starting point for you. If you are just getting into the ladder strategy, start off with a blog, that's for sure.
All right, terrific. So here we are, another wrap of an Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar. We ask that you share this with everybody you know. Why not? Why not? The more you give, the more you get. I guarantee you that. Stacey, thanks for being such a great show host, co-show host today.
Yeah, and you as well.
All right,
always, fantastic.
And we'll see everyone next time.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.